beside that he had of the merchantmen, and of the traffic of the spice merchants, and of all the kings of Arabia, and of the governors of the country. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price, beside that which chapmen and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. After him repaired Malchiah the goldsmith's son unto the place of the Nethinims, and of the merchants over against the gate Mifkad, and to the going up of the corner. And between the going up of the corner unto the sheep gate repaired the goldsmiths and the merchants. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Be still, ye inhabitants of the isle, thou whom the merchants of Zidon that pass over the sea have replenished. Who hath taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traffickers are the honorable of the earth? Thus shall they be unto thee, with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants, from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee. He cropped off the top of his young twigs and carried it into a land of traffic. He set it in a city of merchants. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were thy merchants. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in thy market. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of thine hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in thy market wheat of Minnith and Panag and honey and oil and balm. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with thee in lambs and rams and goats. And these were they thy merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Arima, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fairs with chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Cani and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher and Kilmad, were thy merchants. These were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes and broidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar, among thy merchandise. The merchants among the people shall hiss at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt be any more. Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The cankerworm spoileth and flieth away. Is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Revelation chapter 18. And after these things I saw another, no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and purple and silk and scarlet, and all fine wood, and all manner vessels of ivory, and all manner vessels of most precious wood. Were her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon